Week 2, Monday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. At times the face of life is smiling, clean, transfigured from the customary round of boring toil, distracted by the sound of rain and hail from leaden skies, the lean and hungry look of heaven. Now the sheen of blue above, the crisp spring air, the mound of sand from busy ants, the baying hound off in the distance, is what life should mean, we think. But just as once on Tabor, they were lost in ecstasy, and then came down to hear about the cross. We need the strength of sapphire moments, or the plodding length and sometimes agony of life will drown our souls before we reach eternal day. Law finds its fulfillment in love. Psalm 119, Part 13. My God, how I love your law! It is what I contemplate all day long. By your commandments you make me wiser than my enemies, though they are always with me. I even understand more than all my teachers, because your orders are what I ponder. I understand more than men of ancient times, because I keep your regulations. I have kept my feet off every evil path, to make sure of preserving what you say. I have not swerved from the decisions you handed down, because you have taught them to me yourself. What you say tastes so sweet to me, it is more than honey in my mouth. I find understanding from your rules, and that keeps me away from every false path. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Law finds its fulfillment in love. Whoever follows me does not walk in darkness, because he has the light of life. Part 14. Now what you say acts as a lamp for my feet and a light along the path I walk. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your virtuous commands, though I am in deep trouble. Please give me new life, Yahweh, as you promised. And please accept, Yahweh, the homage my mouth freely offers, and teach me your commands. I carry my life constantly in my hands, and yet I do not forget your law. Immoral people have set a snare to catch me, and yet I have not strayed from your regulations. I have taken your orders as my internal inheritance, because they are what give joy to my heart, and I have bent my heart toward keeping your rules forever to the very end. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Whoever follows me does not walk in darkness, because he has the light of life. Reading, Jeremiah 31:33. But this is the treaty I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law inside their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Dear God our Father, work is your gift to us, a call to reach new heights by using our talents for the good of everyone. Please guide us as we work and teach us how to live in the spirit that has made us your sons and daughters and in the love that has made us brothers and sisters. We make this request through our Master, the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.